Okay. Towards the bottom of Zion Aleph. Shtayim Kilchas and the two dots over there. Mishnah said that two walls are required, and the third we mentioned can even be a tefach, or three walls are required. Mishnah says the machlokas in the Gemara we had in the last Amud was that you need two walls plus a tefach, or three walls plus a tefach. We hold two walls plus a tefach. And the Gemara based on this says, Amar Rava, v'chein the Shabbos. Once you say that you have two walls and a tefach, it counts as a sukkah. So when it's Shabbos, Chol Moed Sukkos, or Shabbos Yontif Sukkos, so even though normally for Shabbos it requires to have three walls to be considered a separate Rishus, for example, if your Rishus HaYachid spilled out into a Rishus HaRabim area, but you put two walls, you put three walls around it, so that would make it now a Rishus HaYachid, and you can carry from one to the next to both Rishus HaYachid. Usually if you have two walls and a Tefach, that's not going to usually cut it, but, says the Rava, because you have this type of structure functioning to be a kosher sukkah, considered a separate Rishus regarding Sukkos, so when Sukkos was on Shabbos, the Chayin the Shabbos, that's going to count also as a proper structure for Shabbos on Sukkos. Migo the Havidofen Lein in Sukkah, Havidofen Lein in Shabbos. Migo, since it's a wall, it's a dofen for Sukkos, it's a dofen for Shabbos as well, which refers to Shabbos of Sukkos. That's the rule. Again, what the Gemara now is saying over here is that we're going to take the Migum, and we're going to apply any wall, that's a kosher wall for a Sukkah, we're going to say on Shabbos of Sukkos, that sukkah can also be a separate domain, even though normally for Shabbos it requires more walls. Again, you cannot use this principle to matir any other area that's not a sukkah during Shabbos sukkahs. It's only regarding a kosher sukkah that will give it status like a separate rishus, even though normally for Shabbos it requires more walls around it. That's what migo means. Whatever works for a sukkah will work for Shabbos of sukkahs for a sukkah. Particularly, not stam for a walled structure. It's going to be dafka sukkah. That's considered halachic status of a sukkah. Therefore, it will also be considered Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos sukkahs, even though normally it requires more walling. Gemara challenge today. So, Abaye Asakasha. Who says that we equate that since it works for a sukkah, it works for Shabbos of sukkahs as well? I have had time to learn a braisa. Dofen sukkah ke dofen Shabbos. We treat a dofen of sukkah like the dofen of Shabbos. As long as you don't have between each peg, each stick that's vertically in the ground, a distance of 3 tefachim. Rashi explains the case over here is using the principle called lavud. And regarding Hilchos Shabbos, if I stick a stake in the ground and within 3 tefachim, I stick another stake in the ground, and I do that across my entire perimeter, that's considered like all one big wall. Using the principle of lavud, it's considered all connected. And based upon that, we're going to say that that a wall for a sukkah and a wall of Shabbos share that similarity, as long as, again, for both of them, not only for one of them, but for both of them, for Shabbos and for sukkah, as long as there isn't 3 tefachim between each stake, if it's within 3 tefachim, then you can count that as one big boundary, and therefore it can act as a proper halachic wall. That's not a problem with our Gemara. But what Abaye brought this in was the next part. The Seir Shabbos al sukkah, Shas Shabbos eino din teres, ela be'omid p'rumur al parts. Mashen came to Sukkah. But one thing Shabbos has over Sukkah is that Shabbos in Teres El, double negative, it's only allowed, but only Merubel parts. If you have more material, then you have airspace. As opposed to Sukkah, that's not the case. Now, when we talked earlier on about a stake in the ground and less than 3 tefachim separating each stake, that's not considered more parts than Omid, because that's, halachically speaking, we see that as one, it's all closed up through the Lavud. But in the case, for example, that we have over here, let's say you had two walls kilchasim, which by sukkah means you have two perpendicular walls. And the third wall you have is a tefach. Now, for a sukkah, those walls can have holes in them that act as pesach, as a doorway, as an entranceway. And that's allowed. If you realize that it would be allowed, and if you took all the combined airspace in the four sides of the sukkah with two walls, but some of those walls have doors, have airspace, then you would have more airspace than you would have actual structure. Regarding Shabbos, we say it's not good if it has more airspace than structure. Regarding Sukkah, it would still be kosher if you have more airspace than structure, as soon as you did it with doorways. I don't mean source of Pesach, but I mean openings for a door. The person will walk through, and two walls kilchasa besides that. Now, we think right now, since the Gemara, my what? Lav Yisera Shabbos de Sukkah as Sukkah? Lom Rin Migu? What? Are we not saying the word Yisera in the Braisa, what Abaye just quoted, means that Shabbos of Sukkos is yoser, is more stringent than the sukkah itself. And if that's the case, if it means that on Shabbos of Sukkot, we're not going to permit you to have these two walls, Kilchasan, and the third wall, Tefach, with breaks in those walls as like open areas to walk in and out, that won't work for Shabbos on Sukkot, but it will work for a Sukkot, for a Sukkot of Chol. If that's how you read the Gemara, then we're not going to be saying Migu, Lor Min Migum. And therefore, this would be a Kasha from Abaye to Rava. Rava said before in Vechein Lenin and Shabbos, whatever works for a Sukkot regarding a wall works for Shabbos regarding a wall. But now we're suggesting, at least according to Abaye, the way he reads the Brisa, that Shabbos of Sukkot has certain demands and restrictions that regular Sukkot doesn't have. We don't say Migu. That's a Kasha. The Gemara says, no, you read it wrong. Lo. Didn't mean, it wasn't comparing Shabbos of Sukkot versus Sukkot regular. Rather, you say it is Shabbos de Alma al Shabbos de Sukkah. When we say the word Shabbos, it doesn't mean Shabbos de Sukkah. It means regular Shabbos. Regular Shabbos is more stringent than Sukkot, not Sukkot regular, but then Shabbos of Sukkot. Regular Shabbos is more stringent than Shabbos of Sukkot. How is it more stringent? That Shabbos of regular Shabbos requires more material than airspace. But Shabbos of Sukkot could have even less, and the reason why is because Migu, since by Sukkot regular, you don't require more airspace, more wall than airspace. So Migu, since it works for a Sukkah, it works also for a Shabbos of Sukkot. However, by Shabbos regular, you'd require more of a boundary. And therefore, Abaye not only is not a question anymore, the Eitzvah is not really a difficulty. We explain what does it mean Shabbos and Sukkah. It didn't mean Shabbos and Sukkot versus Sukkot's Chol the way that Abaye first understood it. Shabbos means Shabbos de Alma, regular Shabbos, versus Sukkot over here means Sukkah de Shabbos. Of a sukkah of Shabbos. The reason why sukkah of Shabbos is more lean than Shabbos is Migu, since it works for a sukkah, it works for Shabbos of sukkahs as well. So Gemara Yachi, if that's the case, we're comparing Shabbos of sukkahs. Sorry. If we're comparing different levels of allowances, and we're assuming also that there are Migus that work, if it works for a sukkah, then it works for Shabbos of sukkah. Yachi, if that's so, Lisni Nami, Yisera Sukkah de Alma, a Sukkah de Shabbos. Why not mention that there is one Chumrah of Sukkah de Alma more than Sukkah of Shabbos? And we should learn out Migu also in that direction. That there is a Migu that it teaches us that something is lenient by Shabbos will be lenient by Shabbos of Sukkot. What's that case? Dilu Sukkah de Alma by Tefach Shochek. That when it comes to a Sukkah de Alma, if you have and Mavu and Mefulash, we have the two parallel walls, like in picture Gimel and Rashi. And you want to be matri with a third wall, it requires a tefach shochach, which means it requires you to have a bigger than a tefach amount, like Rabbi Simon said above in Daf Zayin Aleph, within three tefachim to one of the walls, and that's what's required by Sukkot. However, if ilu Sukkot the Shabbos, but Sukkot on Shabbos because of Shabbos is the kula, lo bai tefach shochach. The Sagi Belechi, that Sukkah of Shabbos, because the rule of Shabbos, Migu works for Shabbos, works for Sukkah of Shabbos as well. Therefore, it doesn't require Tefach Shochach. It doesn't require a bigger than a Tefach. It requires a Lechi. It'd be less than that. It could just be a Lechi, be a stick in the ground. That's what works for a Mavoi. In Hilchos Shabbos, it requires a Mavoi. It requires just a single Tefach to be Matrit. And therefore, we see Shabbos is more lenient than Sukkahs. And therefore, Sukkah de Shabbos, which will now take upon the halachas, the kulas of Shabbos, we should say Yisera Olav. We should be learning out also like Migus, Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah of Shabbos, and pointing out that Sukkah of Shabbos is more lenient than Sukkah regular in some cases. So again, Yisera Olav means since we should have the principle of Migu, whatever works for Shabbos, Sukkah works for Shabbos, it should go the other direction as well. Whatever works for Shabbos works for Sukkahs. And therefore, we should be able to learn out that Yisera Olav, Sukkah of Shabbos, and this is it's not more machmir, but Yisera Sukkah de Alma, Sukkah de Alma requires more, that for Mavoi, it's two parallel walls, requires Tefach Shochach, requires you to have a bigger than Tefach amount. And regarding Sukkah Shabbos, like we see with the Mavoi, all you need is a Lechi, which is much smaller than Tefach Shochach. Why is that not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara to point out that distinction between Yisera love of Sukkah de Alma, the Sukkah of Shabbos, using the principle of Migum from Shabbos leniency to now apply to Sukkah of Shabbos leniency? And after all, he says, the ha'atu da'amart, because after all, you're the one, I think this is why I'm talking to Rava here. Rava, you're the one who holds, if a person puts schach on top of a mavoi, there's two parallel walls, sheyesh lechi, and that mavoi has a lechi at the edge, one of the edges, kosher. it would be allowed. I mean, normally you can mavoi. It's when it's not Shabbos. That structure requires tefach shochach. And over here, Rava, you yourself hold that on Shabbos de Sukkah, or Sukkah de Shabbos, I should say, on Sukkah de Shabbos, that would be allowed because it works for Shabbos. So since you hold that way, why not point out Yisera Alav, Sukkah de Alma, a Sukkah de Shabbos? If we're comparing Sukkah de Alma versus Sukkah de Shabbos, or Shabbos de Alma versus Sukkah de Shabbos, and you're pointing out which has more stringencies, Yisera Alav, we had it before, we quoted Yisera Alav, that you have to have more Amud than Paritz for Shabbos de Alma versus Shabbos de Sukkah. Why not mention also that Yisera Alav Sukkah de Alma over Sukkah de Shabbos as well? Especially because you learn that Gemara to be Shabbos is more machmir than Sukkah the Shabbos. So point out also Sukkah is more machmir than Sukkah the Shabbos. That Sukkah requires Tefach Shochach and Sukkah the Shabbos, Alechi is enough. So Gemara says it's a true din, but Hulo Itzrichale. We don't need to tell it to you. Why? Hashem Mikilsa Lechamirsa Minan. Now that we say we apply leniencies from a more lenient halacha to more stringent halacha, which means we apply leniencies from Shabbos, which is more from Sukkah, which is more lenient to Shabbos, which is more machmir, where we apply the rule of Shayim Kelchas of Vishal Vilotefach, you require only two plus walls, and we learn that from Sukkah to Shabbos, we learn that from Kula cases to Chumra cases, we're able to be more lenient in a Chumra case because of a Kula case. So Mechamir so Lekils Lekolshikin is not all more so that I can be more lenient to find a leniency by a Chumra like Shabbos. To a more cooler case like Sukkah, if I can find a leniency, isn't that all the more so? Like, isn't it obvious that I can apply the rule of Migum? I don't need to tell you Yisera Alav. Yisera Alav is a din that usually you want to teach me halacha that's unique that we wouldn't have known otherwise. But I would have known the one about Shabbos, about Sukkah the Alma more than Sukkah the Shabbos, because if I can apply leniencies from more lenient cases to more strict cases, from Sukkah to Shabbos, like two walls in a tefach, a leniency of Sukkah we can apply to a more machmer din of Shabbos, the same leniency. I'm able to apply the chumra, the leniencies of a chumra of a Shabbos to a more lenient case of Sukkah, being the mavoi, the parallel walls, that on Shabbos you're allowed to use a lech, you don't even need a tefach shochach, and on Sukkot it requires a tefach shochach, Sukkot the Alma. On a Sukkot the Shabbos we follow the leniency of Shabbos because it's a more machmir case in general, so we can apply leniencies through kal v'chomer in general. And that's the reason why the Gemara says it's not brought down. It is a true din, it's a fact. No need to mention it because it's obvious that's a fact. Because of course you can learn out from more machmir cases, a leniency to more mekel cases. Gemara says gufa. Let's go back to the statement we had a minute ago and analyze it. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Ck tapazayim abeis al gavim mavoi sheish alechi kshera." Rava said over here again the principle of migu. If you put schach on top of a mavoi that has a lechi, it's a migu. Works for Shabbos. It works for Shabbos to Sukkah as well. We don't need to have a shochach. We in a weekday normally for Sukkos. You can apply the rules of Shabbos by it, and therefore it's a leniency of only requiring a lechi. V'am Rav Rosh is the third thing, a third migu type of example. Sikel gavi pati biros kshera. A person puts schach on top of pati biros. You look over here, top left of Rashi. Pati biros means you have these pasim, these like boards that apparently each one has an amma in its size in each direction. You see the top left again of Rashi's is a particular boards to each corner, and it surrounds a boar, biros surrounds a boar. According to Rashi, what this was this a kula we had to allow people who were older gullim, people who were traveling, and then we get to a boar, you can pull out of the boar water, and you can feed your animals and use it within those pasim, those structures that we have in each corner, those amma by amma in each corner. The reason why is we have a kula we put into place for older gullim. Says Rava, if I would have a pasi biros like structure, which I have every corner is cornered off, an amma in each direction, the Gemara, and put schach on top of that, kshera, that's also kosher, that's a migu, works for Shabbos, works also for Sukkah. So we have now three migus that we see from Rava. One migu was a migu from a kula to a chumra, about making something more mekel though, which is a migu, it works two walls plus a little bit, when those walls are perpendicular, which works for the rule of Sukkah, will also migu work for the rule of Shabbos. Again, even though normally Sukkah has to be a structure, has to have connected material, and Shabbos has to be like a boundary, bordered separation, and therefore having two walls kilchasa is better for Sukkah because it creates a structure that you have connected walls to each other. But for Shabbos, it doesn't create really boundaries because you have an entire large portion that's open to the elements around it. So it would be better for Sukkah, but we apply it also to Shabbos as well. That's the rule, one migul that Rava says it works for a sukkah, it works for a Shabbos as well. And we had two that go the other way. It works for Shabbos, it works for sukkah as well. One of those is that mavoi with a lechi, and one of the ends will work on a Shabbos of sukkah for sukkahs, while a mavoi like structure for sukkahs generally requires a tefach shochak placed within three tefachim using lavud next to one of the walls for sukkah d'alma. That's what would be required. And we say, on Shabbos of Sukkot, Sukkot of Shabbos, we allow you to use the Shabbos-like structure, though normally it does not work for a sukkah in the weekday because of migo. And the third migo we have is that if I take Pasi Biro, let's take these four cornered Amma by Amma sections that's around the well, and I put Tzchach on top of it, you are allowed to use that for Sukkot of Shabbos. Normally, you can't have, those aren't kilochos, those walls aren't connecting each other, and therefore it shouldn't normally work, but it works migo for Shabbos, sukkah the Shabbos. So says the Gemara Tzricha, Rabbi needs to tell you all three of these dinim. The three separate migos, but we need all three migos. The migo of two walls plus from sukkah to Shabbos and sukkahs, from mavoi with a lechi from Shabbos to Shabbos and sukkahs, or sukkah to Shabbos, and the pasuk biros from Shabbos in general to sukkah to Shabbos. Why need all three? The Ashminan Mavoi, if you only had the Mavoi case, which was the second one that we had, the two parallel walls. Why would that, you could say maybe that worked, Mishum de Ika, Shay Defanos, Malyasa, because you have two real walls there. And therefore, two real walls, even though they don't touch each other, it's already a level. Avalgabi Pasi Biros, but compared to the third case you brought down, with those corners, the sections in the corner only, not touching each other, no corner touches the other corner, the Leka Shay Defanos, Malyasa, you don't have two proper walls, two appropriate walls. Amalo, one might suggest that you could not apply a migu from Shabbos to Shabbos of Sukkah, because you don't have any walls really that connect to each other. At least by the case, we're not connected to them. You don't have any walls. You have no walls at all. You have half wall, half wall, half wall, half wall. At least in the case of the Mavo, you have two full walls just not connected to each other. So maybe one would argue it's more likely to allow the case of the Mavoi case to from Shabbos to Shabbos of Sukkah than Pasi Biros, because Pasi Biros has no connection and has no real wall. And there's not one single wall there at all. It's just four partial pieces. That shouldn't count at all. That's what you could have thought. So we have to tell you that it also works. Yes, we can possibly rose. If I only told you possibly rose works, which is the third case, then you would have said, Mishum de'ika sham arba defanos. At least you have four parts of the wall, like four directions of the wall are all accounted for. It's true, there are no full walls, but you have four partial walls in each direction. Each direction has part walls attached to it. And maybe that's what will be lenient. However, aval, sikha gabi mavoi, but if you use only a mavoi with two sides taken care of, there is not there four defunos, four walls. Maybe it shouldn't work. So the last two cases that we had, learning out from Shabbos to Sukkah the Shabbos, each one has an element that we would not have known if we didn't have the other one. And that is, again, that at least the Pasuk Rose has four directions that are accounted for in some fashion, but no full walls. Mavoi has two full walls, but it's lacking four directions. So each one has a kula and a chumra. So without telling you they both work and put tzchach on top of the entire thing, you wouldn't know they work on a sukkah of the Shabbos. How about the first one? So the Gemara, Yashminan Hani Tarti, if I only taught you the second and third cases, just those two, you wouldn't know to apply the case from two walls in a tefach, like the Stein Kilchas and the Shishavil Tefach. You wouldn't know that could work through the rule of Migu. Why? Because Mechamirsa Lekilsa, up until now, the second and third case we mentioned, which is from Shabbos to Shabbos and Sukkah, those are both from Shabbos to leniency by Sukkah. We're learning out a kula from a more machmir din to a more mekel din. You can learn kulas in that direction. However, about mekilsa, the chamirsa, but learn out from a more lenient din, the world of sukkah, which is more lenient than Shabbos. And you want to learn leniency to a more machmir din of sukkah, Shabbos, says who? Emelo, perhaps you can't do that. And therefore, tricha, I need all three cases, all three migus, the Rav's migu of Shaim Kilchasa, of Shishafilu Tefach, from the rule of sukkah to the rule of Shabbos of sukkah. I need Rav's teaching that you can put a schach on top of a mavoi that has a single tefach attached to it from the rule of Shabbos to the rule of Shabbos to Sukkah to Shabbos. And I need the rule of Pasi Biros that I can put schach on top of four sections off corners that have partial walls but no full wall in any direction. It works for Shabbos, and therefore I can also put schach on top of that and use that for Sukkah to Shabbos as well. We'll stop over here. Hopefully that was clear. We'll continue with the other Zion Mabez next time. Freilich and Chanukah.